Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be a mixture of clouds and sun, going to breezy today, high of about 46. We'll talk about what's coming tonight a little bit in a minute here. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 31 degrees in Kenosha, in Burlington 30, Milwaukee 32, 32 degrees here in Racine. You better get ready because the snow is coming back here to southeast Wisconsin. It's supposed to start overnight, and it should continue through at least Tuesday morning, according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams. He notes this is all part of a system working its way through the Midwest.
Low pressure area forms along the front and goes through Illinois, and is pulling colder air in at the same time that it's causing precipitation tomorrow morning. So that would make it snow late tonight, tomorrow morning, and we could get 3 to maybe 6 inches of snow. Looks like the heaviest snow may be from the Milwaukee-Racine area to Chicago's northern suburbs. It's most likely to begin in the middle of the night, say 11, 12 o'clock, and then be heaviest tomorrow morning and be all over in the afternoon.
Now, as a follow-up to the snow, he says we'll be getting temperatures returning to more seasonal norms around the 30s. Yesterday, records set in Milwaukee and in Madison. Cities broke records from 1895, Milwaukee at 61 degrees, Madison at 58. On the day when the temperatures were near the 60-degree mark, you had some fishing going on a still somewhat frozen Eagle Lake in Racine County. Then about a quarter after 5 in the afternoon, two of four men who were heading back to shore went into the water about 150 yards from near the restaurant, and one had trouble getting out. Kansasville Fire Rescue was called to that scene, along with the Sheriff's Department. The water, described as maybe chest high, but still the danger of hypothermia. The man came out of the water after roughly 10 minutes or so, declining any medical attention, but for maybe a blanket. 1 week earlier, you might remember, while it was a little colder, some ATVs had gone through the ice on Eagle Lake, and they sank to the bottom. City of Kenosha's Board of Park Commissioners is going to be having a public hearing this evening on the proposals for Kennedy Drive. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports.
5 options were presented to the city by a consultant. All of them involved resurfacing the existing roadway now, and then various options for vehicle and pedestrian movements, landscaping, and parking when funding becomes available. An online survey was also conducted to get input. Commissioners will then discuss a proposal from Commission Chair Scott Gordon to reduce the rental rate for the Southport Beach House on weekdays for a limited time in an attempt to get more people interested in using the historic building. The meeting will begin at 5 o'clock this evening in room 202 of the municipal building. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Well, after daybreak Sunday morning, a We Energies repair crew was still dealing with the installation of a new pole and transformer equipment for one that was wiped out along Washington Avenue east of Emerson Road by what Mount Pleasant police indicate was a drunk driver. 50-year-old Joseph Davis, a village resident, also cited for operating on a suspended license, the crash knocking out power to that intersection, also taking down wires which closed the immediate section of roadway for several hours. Last night, Caledonia police investigated a car pedestrian accident at the intersection of Douglas Avenue and 4 Mile Road. A 12-year-old girl running across Douglas to the gas station on the other side, clipped by the eastbound vehicle whose driver reportedly had the green light. The girl suffering injuries enough to warrant a trip up to Children's Hospital, but nothing life-threatening, according to reports. And the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department last night brought out to the 3100 block of Highway MB, along with fire rescue personnel from the town of Paris, a vehicle involved in an accident eventually consumed by flames. The initial reports had a woman suffering a leg injury and a man with a head injury, but there's been no other information about that accident. Police in Mount Pleasant holding an informational meeting about coyotes in urban areas tonight. It'll be at 6 o'clock in the auditorium of the Village Hall. A couple of DNR wildlife biologists, along with a conservation officer, will first be doing a presentation. Then they'll take questions from the audience. This is in response to citizen inquiries and calls of concern. Racine County's Board of Executive and Health and Human Services Committee members are going to be holding a joint meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. That'll be at the Eyes Grove Auditorium. The only agenda on is going to be about the Ridgewood Care Center and what happens to it in the future. Now, a task force recently recommended the county get in touch with a broker to maybe explore the sale of the county's nursing home, which is a facility County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was in charge of for 3 years. A time frame has been produced, and while Delagrave says it's not hard and fast, the process, he says does need to keep moving.
By the time we roll out a final decision, it'll be 4 or 5 months into this process probably. So there's no timeline that has to be met.
He acknowledged whatever final decision is made can hopefully be done to incorporate it into the 2017 budget planning process. Coming up later this morning, a news conference at City Hall in Racine where Mayor John Dickert has scheduled a presentation on what's described only as a new tool for entrepreneurs and business owners. The mayor's office indicating that he'll be joined by some partners within the community and other city leaders for this briefing. Again, that'll be taking place in the mayor's office. Gilmore Middle School students in Racine Unified have been working with new Chromebook computers over the past several weeks. It's a pilot program that could eventually expand to other schools. The principal, Brian Wright, telling the Board of Education recently a lot of planning went into this, more than just simply doling out the technology to each of the students. RUSD's technology guru is Tim Peltz. He praised his staff and the staff at Gilmore for the coordinated effort to implement this initiative.
We got almost 700 Chromebooks received, configured, and deployed in a week and a half to 2 weeks, and that's building the Chromebooks, putting them all in the carts, delivering them out, handing out laptop bags, making sure that the electrical was all installed in proper location. So it took a lot of logistics to make this one work, and with Brian's leadership out at Gilmore, it's going to be a success.
Every aspect of this pilot effort with the Chromebooks at Gilmore is going to be looked at, from academics to maintenance, with a lot of praise coming from parents and members of the Board of Education. WRJN.com, that is our webpage, our newscaster there whenever you want. Look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.